deterrent.
Don't be scared, but if you look at the calendar, Christmas is a week from Wednesday. Holy buckets! I can't believe it. Snuck up on me. Friday the 13th today, right smack dab in the middle of the blessed Christmas season. Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. I am Scott Hinton, along with Steve Bach, and one guest is all today on the program. Andy Peterson of North Dakota Chamber will join us at the bottom of next hour to talk about this raging battle between North and South Dakota over who's got a better economy. We'll chat about that. But in the meantime, we want to chat with you and find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Merry Christmas, Mr. Bachman. Are you
triskaidekaphobic?
I don't know what that is, actually.
Fear of the number 13?
No, I think that's stupid.
No? Okay.
What I fear is Christmas coming very quickly. I don't believe in all that superstitious
and not having your shopping done yet?
Yeah, well, thankfully in our house, Maria takes care of that, so I'm not much of a shopper for this reason. I'm at the mall the other night with our youngest daughter and trying to find a parking spot, which is challenging this time of year, right? And I have this little strategy I employ where I look for somebody coming out of the store or the mall, and then I stalk them, for lack of a better term.
You're a hoverer.
Sort of follow, anyway. And this worked perfectly the other night, just perfectly. This woman was, you know, a few parking spots in from the door, and she kind of gives me a little nod and gets in her car. And, you know, obviously it's cold, so you're taking your gloves off and whatever. So it takes about a minute or so. But
yeah, you like that little nod because people recognize that you're waiting, and they hurry up a little bit. It's like, yeah. Oh, hey, yeah, I'm leaving. Yes, here we go.
So this didn't take long. But anyway, while she, just about the time she puts the vehicle in reverse to come out, another vehicle comes the other way and puts the blinker on. Like, that's my spot, thank you very much. Now, normally in these occasions, I would say, life's too short, take the spot. But this one was blatant, right? And our youngest daughter, Haley, is in the car. She's 10. And she's like, Dad, they want to take the spot. I said, well, I know, but that's ridiculous. We've been here for a minute. This lady knows we were waiting for it. You know, we'll take the spot. They'll go to the next one. Anyway, you know how when a car pulls out, they can sometimes do it to benefit one particular lane or the other? This woman obviously knew we were waiting, so she pulls out in front of them, so we slide right in, and she proceeds on.
Oh, that was
on.
Nice of her.
Yes. So anyway, however, the car that was waiting didn't leave. And, of course, Haley, being 10, she's watching this. She's like, Dad, they're not leaving. I'm like, well, whatever, I'll, you know. I'm not worried about it because this wasn't close. We get out of the car. The woman driving the other vehicle, a husband and wife, she's driving. She rolls down the window and she says, Merry Christmas! she snapped. She did like a little Christmas rage on us. Can you believe that? Now, I felt very sorry for this woman because obviously she had Christmas rage, you know, and sadly, I think the panic of Christmas is a week from Wednesday, and, you know, we forget the reason for the season, for crying out loud. We forget to take time just to relax and remember it's not about shopping and running around like we're crazy and finding a parking spot. It's about...
Now, while you were waiting, did you have your blinker on, Scott?
I didn't because it was so obvious, you know, but the blinker thing is like, I'm taking the spot, not you. But, you know, maybe other folks have Christmas rage stories, but hopefully... Haley was like, I can't believe that just happened. She was just blown away by it. But that's how folks get this time of year.
See, I don't get mad. I get even.
You do? Like how? How would you handle that situation?
Well, maybe, theoretically. Somebody may have done that to me at one point. I think I was waiting for about 4 minutes for something. It was ridiculous at the parking lot. And I wasn't even close to the door. It was like way down to the far end. I was waiting for about 4 minutes for a parking spot. Which it was 30 below, 40 below wind chill. Otherwise, I would have just parked at the end of the lot and walked in. But it was full. Waited about 3-4 minutes for somebody to back out and get all their packages set. And right as And I've got my blinker on, so you can't mistake the fact that I'm waiting for that parking spot. They back out, somebody slides right in, pulls in. Now, I would have let that go. It's the season, I would have let it go. No worse for wear, found a different spot. Until they got out and they were pointing and laughing and, hey, we got that spot. Yeah, right. So I drove around the lot once, they went in the store, and I towed their vehicle out of that spot with my tow strap in my pickup. Because they earned that.
Where did you put the...
about 100, 150 feet away on the other... Yeah, right at the very end of the parking lot.
Did you wait to see...
Right out in the middle.
Did you wait to see the reaction when they came back out, or...
No, I went and parked, went in the store, and did my shopping, and...
I think you broke the law, actually.
It was still there when I got back.
This is hypothetical, anyway. You might have done that. You're not... Really...
Well, of course it was hypothetical.
Oh, folks, if you have a Christmas rage story... If folks are forgetting the reason for the season, please let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Steve and I were chatting earlier, speaking of Christmas rage, Fertile, Minnesota.
My gosh.
Can you believe this?
For those that aren't up on this story, a nativity scene at the public school is the talk of the town. For those that don't know, Fertile, Minnesota, about 800 people. The head cook, Jody Petrie, set it up in the cafeteria, but Superintendent Brian Clark decided to take it down on Monday. The school board reviewed his decision Tuesday night and decided that the nativity scene could go back up as long as displays of other religious holidays are also being shown, which I've got no problem with. School board members either did not return calls or refused to comment about their decision. Petrie simply said, I'm a Christian. It's about Christmas. Let's have it up.
God bless her.
All right.
God bless her.
But folks, what a buzz.
The cook at a cafeteria sets up a little nativity scene. Mr. Superintendent Mann says, take it down. Thankfully, it's back up, but with other displays of other religious holidays. I mean, come on. Is that not nuts? That gives me rage. I can't even believe it, and I'm so glad this cook did what she did. I think it's fantastic. And sadly, I don't know the story with the superintendent. Probably worried about getting sued. Probably worried about the ACLU coming in and everything else and wanting to hedge their bets. But, you know, look, the nativity scene is history.
Here's the problem. You get all these other factions that want to weigh in. It's like, well, it's not fair. If you're going to have a nativity scene that is promoting Christmas, then we get to have our stuff up too. It's Christmas. It's
exactly,
it's like
right.
The gay marriage argument. Call it what you will. Marriage is a man and a woman construct. If you want to call it something else, I've got no problem with that. But guess what? Kids are getting out of school for Christmas. It's a Christmas holiday. It's not a holiday. It's Christmas break. Maybe you should get rid of Christmas break. If there's so many people that are offended by the term Christmas, then don't have Christmas break at all. Kids, just you're going to keep going to school. No break.
All right, folks,
just
what do you think about this? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and Fertile's right here. I mean, it's northwest Minnesota. It's not far. It's your town, right? It's just across, just across the river into...
It's any small town in Minnesota, yeah. North Dakota, South Dakota, eastern Montana, our Canadian friend. It's any small town.
John, Grand Forks, what's on your mind? You're next.
Oh, Fertile. That's about as nuts as I could ever think of. Fertile, Minnesota? You can't throw a rock without hitting a Lutheran. You know? I always used to say Fertile must have been the Garden of Eden. That's where it started, because you talk to anybody long enough, and sooner or later you're going to find out that they're related to somebody in Fertile.
It's a great town.
Bizarre.
Great town, great community, wonderful people. You know, it's tragic. I don't know enough about the superintendent, and the school board disappoints me too. This idea of okay, yeah, I can go back up, go ahead and put it back up, but do other religious displays as well. I mean, come on. Glad you agree, John. It's nuts. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Here's another that came in.
I'm calling regarding Fertile and the nativity scenes. If there's somebody in Fertile that wants to initiate lots of nativity scenes throughout the town, I will donate some money so that the people that don't have money to put one out but would like to can do that. This is a Chick-fil-A day. All right. God bless.
she wants a Chick-fil-A day, Steve. And, you know, this is why I love living where we live here in the Northern Plains, because that's the way folks think. To say, okay, rather than, you know, I'm a little upset about this, to tell you the truth, but her response is a lot better, to say, all right, I'll contribute some money, and then maybe that way we'll make Fertile the nativity scene capital of, you know, the Northern Plains. What a neat idea.
How cool would that be? Make it a big destination.
Yeah, no kidding. That's really neat. All right, what do you think of this, folks? 800-228-0550. And if you had a similar incident to what happened to Steve and I in a parking lot, Steve actually tows the vehicle. You are a story topper. Unbelievable. All I did was endure Merry Christmas! 701-258-0550, Friday edition of What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Tis the season for the Christmas sale at Max. With our extended hours, savings are easy. Get a lithium cordless grill, just $28.99. Grab a 10-pack of glass bottled root beer for just $10.99. Pick up a 68-piece screwdriver set for just $39.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, and we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex in Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can leave us an off-air call, 855-200-1776. Just press 1. I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. What's on your mind concerning the nativity scene in Fertile, Minnesota? Also, any stories of Christmas rage out there? We'd like to hear from you. Where your extreme is me theoretically pulling somebody out of a parking spot? Well, let us know. This hour of the program brought to you by What's On Your Mind by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
All right, let's go to Tom in Williston. Tom, you're on. What's on your mind? Before you weigh in on what you called about, I want to see if you have heard any more about that fire at that apartment complex up at Harvest Hills. Any?
No, I didn't hear anything about a fire. I'm just on the road. Just wanted to make a comment on the nativity scene. That I think Christmas is a federal holiday, right? So we celebrate Christmas as a federal holiday. I think if you took Martin Luther King Day and tried to make that another day, you know, would people complain about that you changed Martin Luther King Day? I don't really know, but there's my opinion on that. This is a holiday that we celebrate, Christmas, right?
It's a holiday we celebrate, Christmas, exactly right. As I say, it's history. It happened. The nativity scene is telling you about something that happened in history, okay? Now, these kids that might be of a different religious you know, non-Christians that would happen to be in the school in Fertile, and I don't know how many there are, but whatever. Let's say there's, 10% of the population is not Christian. Are they somehow infected by walking by this, indoctrinated by this? I mean, it happened. That's why I just think it's nuts, the idea of a nativity scene not being appropriate anywhere. You know what I mean, Tom?
It just kind of chaffs me a little bit when everybody jumps onto the bandwagon on Christmas and they piggyback their things on Christmas, which, you know, I have no problem with you doing your religious beliefs at the time that they take place, but it seems like everybody piles on because of the Christmas break within schools.
Before we go to the next call here, I did just want to mention that there was a massive fire that destroyed two apartment complexes that were under construction in the Harvest Hills subdivision of the Williston. Early this morning. It actually started about 2:30. It was still going as of 5:30. I did talk to Tom Lalstead earlier this morning, and he hadn't heard about it yet. I was going to do a little checking, but I think it's under control now. But it was quite the scene earlier, so that's why I was curious if he'd heard about that. Who's next?
Let's go to Tom in North Dakota. Tom, what's on your mind today? Tom, are you there?
Hello?
Tom, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to, you know, remind everybody that, you know, it's a freedom of religion, not freedom from religion, you know.
Pretty simple premise there, Tom, right?
Yeah.
Good point. Appreciate your call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ray is on the road and checking in on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ray, you're next.
Yeah, they probably don't even get to have a Christmas program then, do they?
I don't know. Somebody from Fertile maybe will have to call in and let us know. In other words, you're wondering if they call it like a holiday program or something?
Well, grandkids go to a Christmas program and we go to them. Nobody says anything bad about that. So why would they argue about our activity scene? I just don't understand it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Ray. I don't either. No, I don't understand holiday trees or holiday programs or, you know, any of it. Tell us what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's some Facebook comments on this question as well. Bob writes, the loons are winning, and sheeple vote for the powers to be that throw this stuff out there and nominate judges that disallow these type of issues. If you depend on government totally, you will totally lose your freedom. If you don't like the look the other way, if you don't like it, look the other way. It's Christmas. I mean, that's my point, too. I mean, again, is the presence of a nativity scene at that cafeteria offensive? Offensive to anyone? And what harm is done by its presence? Can somebody that, you know, I imagine folks there's. Steve, there's folks out there in the audience that agree with this decision by the superintendent. I don't want to argue with them. I just want to try and understand the argument, because to me it's really crazy. I don't understand. Here's one more comment, and we'll get back to the calls. Nancy says, it should be no problem since this is supposed to be a Christian country. The others enjoy our freedom of holiday time off, but not of what it means to us. Yet we are to be tolerant of them? Too PC. And we're losing our freedoms. All right, who's next?
That's a problem. We are losing our freedom. Let's go to Scott in Center. What's on your mind today?
Mr. Kramer's yes vote and Heitkamp and Hovind's yes vote on the budget deal. I'm just going to read this quick. It'll only take 20 seconds. Don't let this. This is from a Marine, wife of a Marine, on Heidi Heitkamp's Facebook page. Don't let this happen to those that have sacrificed much. I'm a wife of a retired Marine who sacrificed to be able to have our health care in retirement. We are a military family. My son-in-law currently serves on the drill field in Parris Island. Our military members are already getting paid at a very low rate. My son-in-law goes to work 3 a.m., comes home at 8 p.m. most nights, 7 days a week, and sometimes not at all. This is how you repay those who have been at war for 12 years. First, the country took back on its promise of free health care for life. Now, this. Not right. Reject military retirement COLA cuts. How about you start with your retirement and health care? The proposed Bipartisan Budget Act of 2013 aims to provide budget stability and help us ease the harmful effects of sequestration on defense budget.
Scott, can I please interrupt for just a second? We're really short on time, and I know you want to read something, but it's hard to comprehend it. Just in a sentence, tell me, give me the headline here.
The headline is an E7 retiring at age 40 would experience a loss of $83,000 in purchasing power. An O5 would retire, would lose $124,000. These are the people that sacrificed the most and are getting paid the less. Hovind, Heitkamp, and Kramer voted yes to cut those very benefits for these people. And all they do is do photo ops with these military people.
All right. Well, you've given us something to address with all three of them when we have them on the program next, and we will. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the call today. Got to keep rolling. Jim in Bowdoin, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, yeah, I just want to make a comment about this nativity scene. I think if you took a harder look at this person, that this person, male or female, is probably just mad at the world. I live in a small town in Bowdoin, central North Dakota, and we got a few like that here. They take issue with anything. They're mad at the world. They have a miserable life, so they go around causing trouble just to make themselves feel better. So maybe you ought to take a hard look at that in that community there with the nativity scene. This person maybe just be mad at the world.
Just a little bitter, huh, Jim?
Bitter. And things aren't going right for them and their lives, so they have to take it out. Take it out on the city council and all the citizens, and they continue to be shunned, and things get worse and worse until
Jim,
they go. Yes,
Jim. Thanks for the phone call. We're up against the break. Not the season to be bitter. More of your comments. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Fred and Wing, you're up next. It's What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR. Or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people to call now.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The North Dakota Petroleum Council brings you this hour of What's on Your Mind. We appreciate that very much, and we continue on a Friday edition of the program. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm still waiting for somebody to top Steve's story of a parking lot thief, parking space thief, being treated to kind of a surprise, their vehicle being moved, or mine.
For legal purposes, by the way, it's just hypothetical.
anyway, a lot of Christmas rage out there. We're hoping you remember the reason for the season. And we have a little Christmas rage over the story of Fertile, Minnesota, and the nativity being removed, the nativity scene, rather, being removed from the school cafeteria by this well-meaning cook, head cook at the school. And God bless her, she says, I think the Grand Forks Herald or somebody did a story on this. They called her, what were you thinking about putting this nativity scene up? She said, I'm Christian, and it's about Christmas. Next question.
Good for her.
I know. I love it. That's fantastic. And we've already had a call this morning from a listener that said, hey, I'll contribute money, and let's get others to do the same to make sure people can buy nativity scenes in Fertile, Minnesota that can't afford them. So, you know, quickly, Fertile could become the nativity capital of the Northern Plains. We'll see. Let's get back to the calls. You said Fred and Wing was next, right, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Fred and Wing, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I want to talk about this nativity scene thing and this Christmas thing. But before I do a little complaining, I'd like to say I'm driving out on the roads today. They're not bad, and I want to thank somebody. I want to thank somebody during this Christmas season, and that's AT&T for putting the cell phone tower up here by Wing. You know, we joined the 21st century, and a lot of people said we can't live in Wing because of that, no cell phone coverage, but now we got it. They spent a lot of money on it, and boy, does that help my wife driving to work and us out here. And I can talk to you guys and not be interrupted, so... I just want to say thank you, Fred.
We appreciate that. And, of course, you're talking on a hands-free device for safety purposes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay, but anyway, we're able to drive along, and we're you know, it's good. But anyway, I got a grandson that went to school in Bismarck. It's a grade school in the north part of Bismarck. And we went to this Christmas program 3 years ago. And at that time, 3 years ago, they talked about Christmas here and there, Santa Claus, all that. Then the next year, we went to the Christmas program at his school, and he was participating in the music part of it, and they had a theme that was no Santa Claus mentioned, no Christmas mentioned. Nothing mentioned. It just incrementally got rid of the Christmas story altogether during Christmas season, which is ludicrous in my mind. But the third year is where I really got concerned, because it not only went from talking about not talking about Christmas in any way, or Christ or Jesus or our Lord or anything, which is what the holiday is all about. It went into this worship of the trees and the reindeer, and they couldn't even say Santa Claus because it had the word saint in it, but they could talk about how wonderful the trees are and wonder how wonderful the season is and the weather and all that. So it kind of went from a Christian holiday in a 3-year time period, getting rid of all that, and now they're kind of like talking about an atheistic type holiday, or they're trying to kind of pushing a new age type thing. So they're trying to, it's kind of turned in from one religion to another, and that scares me more than not having a nativity scene.
And do I understand correctly, Fred, you're talking about this is at your grandson or daughter's school in Bismarck, where you're noticing
this
change?
Yeah, I'm gonna give the name. It's Richmond Middle School grade school up on the north end of Bismarck there. And that's where he was going up there. And we went to the Christmas program 3 years in a row.
I hope you and other grandparents and other parents have a conversation with administrators and teachers to say, well, what's going on? Why am I noticing this change? Because it's exactly why a superintendent would do what he's done in Fertile and why they're doing what they're doing down there. It's political correctness run amok. It's the worry over not wanting to offend anybody, and it's a disease in this country, in my opinion. And sounds like you agree, Fred. Great to hear from you. Glad you can call us now, and very nice of you to wish the folks at AT&T well Thanksgiving for better cell service up in Wing. I love it.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at What's On Your Mind. Let's go to Jason. What's on your mind today, Jason?
Yeah, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm driving along the road here from South Dakota into North Dakota, all over the place with what I do. I don't know how many people see Yom Kippur or any of that other stuff. When I drive through these towns, I see Santa Claus hanging from street signs. I see snowflakes. I see nativity scenes all over the place. I mean, take a vote. How many people? I know it's freedom of religion thing, but it's Christmas. I mean, and the people who can't grasp that, they just need to grow up and live with the fact that there are other people out there that celebrate Christmas and what it means.
Well said.
Jason, do you take it as a positive, though, that you see enough recognition of the true reason for the season that you feel that there's more good than there is bad, more good stories than there are these ones at Fertile, or the one that Fred just told us about his, you know, kids going to Richmond Middle School?
Well, unfortunately, you know, you turn on the radio every now and then, and fortunately for stations like you, but most of the time you turn on the radio and you hear about this stuff. They just had a deal on the radio where they're going to take a giant cross off of some veteran's hill somewhere because it's not politically correct to have a cross in the cemetery. You know, you hear more and more of it every day, and it just really makes you sad.
Wow, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Thanks, Jason. Good call. Ed and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm going to switch horses on you real quick. I happened to see something on the news last night that really kind of got to me, and I know the code of silence and secrecy of it, but I want to give kudos to the Code Talkers for finally getting recognized.
To who?
The Code Talkers.
Oh,
Native
okay.
Talkers.
Yep.
They finally
what
got
is a Code Talker?
They, well,
tell me what a Code
it,
Talker is, Ed.
What they were Native Americans that were brought into the service for during wartime to speak in their native tongue to let our troops know about what was coming at them, whether it be tanks, bombers, whatever. They had their own language that no other country could break. It was basically our way of telling our own people, hey, this is what you got coming at you, so that nobody else could understand what we were talking about. Nobody else knew what was going on.
There was a movie about that came out about, what was it, 7-8 years ago?
With Nicolas Cage, yes.
Yeah.
It's called Wind Talkers.
Windtalkers, yeah.
I'm curious, though, when you talk about them being recognized, are you talking about the fact they finally decided to build a Native American veteran memorial in D.C., or was there something else specific to the Code Talkers?
They were on the news last night. I was watching. They were actually giving awards for the individual Code Talkers.
I wonder where that was at.
I didn't catch where the location was. I just happened to catch part of that story, but I did hear that they were giving the awards to the individual names of the Code Talkers, and my wife and I both agree it's about time that they get recognized.
Wow, that's neat. In fact,
especially for the Native Americans.
Yeah, it actually happened at Fort Yates. I just found the story in the Bismarck Tribune by Lauren Donovan here. Ed, thanks for the tip. It was at 48. We'll invite some of those folks to come on and talk more about that story. And by the way, just for Ed's benefit and anybody's benefit, to switch gears on us is fair game. The show is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. So we talk about what's on our mind, and it's prompted a little discussion on this nativity scene today and Christmas rage. But that's a great call, Ed, and thanks for drawing our attention to it today. Okay.
Thanks for the call, guys.
Appreciate it. Yeah, way to go, Fort Yates. I'm glad they did that, and we'll dig into that and invite those folks to come.
They had a huge role in the Pacific, in the Pacific Theater, so that was a good movie, actually, that movie Wind Talkers with Nicolas Cage, if I remember correctly. But I think it was about 7-8 years ago. Let's get back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Bob in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks for taking the call. You know, I just wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. You do a great job all year, Mark included, and you have wonderful guests, and I think you have room for improvement, but, you know, we all do. And it's a good time of the year to reflect. And as far as the nativity scene goes, you know, Christians and Christ are a lot bigger than ornaments. You know, they can tear us down in every which way, but, you know, it's all about loving our neighbor as ourself. And I just have one suggestion for Steve. Take that same toll roll, theoretically,
of course,
pull somebody out this year, okay?
I pull people out of ditches all the time. That's why it's in there.
All right. Have a good one.
Bob, appreciate the call. By the way, Ken called off the air, and Aaron, who took the call, said he wanted to tell us that spreading the story of your illegal activities goes against the message of the program. He must not have heard the hypothetical part, I guess.
Theoretically, yeah. It's all hypothetical.
All right, Norlene in Mendan, you're next on What's on Your Mind, Norlene.
Hi, you guys. I just want to say that we took God out of the government and have no ethics or anyone with a conscience anymore. We took God out of the home and families fell apart. We took God out of schools and your children are being killed by raged gunmen. Can we please just let God be outside? Thank you.
Norlene, well said, and I think a lot of folks would agree with you as well. Eddie and Bismarck, Scott and Bismarck, Mike on the road waiting to get in here. Mike, we'll just get you in real quick because you've been waiting a long time. We have about 30 seconds for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do have a quick point. Federal government, it's a hypocritical argument. Federal government already pays every public employee for Christmas off. They've already crossed the line. God is in the schools. I don't see where the argument is. Have a good day. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. A week from Wednesday, we're in the Christmas spirit. How about you? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Scott and Bismarck, Eddie and Bismarck, and a bunch of folks behind those two when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Bottom of next hour, Andy Peterson from the Greater North Dakota Chamber will talk about this escalating war of words between North and South Dakota. Stay tuned for that.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat,
KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Just in time for the holidays, it's Zimmerman's Factory Savings Event. Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. It's a perfect time to take advantage of huge savings with instant rebates up to $1,000 and no interest up to 24 months.
Quality, value, selection, experienced, and knowledgeable people. It's all here at Zimmerman's.
We invite you to come in and see for yourself. We know you'll be pleased. And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hinnom. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. An emailer just sent a note, said, hey, don't you read the Bismarck Tribune? I do, actually. The problem is when. You know, I fell asleep last night reading some newspapers, and do you get the time to read the paper? I mean, I actually will check in online on newspapers, but I find more and more and more I have less time for the evening news and at the daily paper, just to, especially this time of year. It's just crazy, but the reason I think he's dissing me is, or us, I guess, Steve, because...
Well, the hard part is I only have time to try to read things online. So as I'm going through online, you don't get the full story all the time, or you don't get all the articles online quite often. So it takes time to go through that. And I'm kind of in your boat.
What page?
About 90% of the time, I fall asleep on the couch reading.
Now I have a copy of the Bismarck Tribune in my hand, and it's a huge story in today's Tribune, as I mentioned, from Lauren Donovan. I mentioned to the caller that I found it after he tipped us off to us. But North Dakota Code Talkers given Mel's meat story, and we will follow up a little bit on that next week. So a fair criticism from the emailer, although we'd rather folks listen to the radio than read the newspaper, and you'll find out everything you need to know and more, and without a whole lot of bias that often comes from the newspaper. Editorial pages are okay for the bias because that's called opinion. That's what we do, but far too often it ends up in the news pages, too. So we like to counterbalance that a little bit. So make sure you use us right here as a news source, 550 KFIRE, KCJB, and Minot AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, KLTC Dickinson, and KTGO Tioga. Who's next?
Let's get back to the phone. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Comment about programs at Bismarck schools. I was at a elementary music program last night at Rita Murphy, and the program listed it as a Christmas program. The entire program was about Christmas and Santa Claus. They did not have a nativity scene, but that really didn't fit the whole theme of the program. But the entire program was Christmas songs. So not all schools in Bismarck have done away with the Christmas theme. This one definitely was about Christmas. So,
well, good for them.
Comment and thank that school for doing that. Instead of having a holiday program, they had a Christmas
and one
program.
And one more time, Scott, what was the school?
Rita Murphy Elementary.
Rita Murphy
Elementary. I kind of wonder, though, does that policy come down from the school districts?
I have
or,
no idea.
Or the individual schools on what they do for programs? I wonder where that decision lies.
Scott's gone, but it's a good question, Steve, and that's my question about the situation in Fertile. I mean, okay, the superintendent sees the cook has a nativity scene up and says that's got to be taken down. Okay, why? Is he thinking if he doesn't do that the ACLU, and you know, look, I think the ACLU has bigger fish to fry than Fertile, Minnesota, a town of 800 folks in northwestern Minnesota. It's going to be a while. I think Christmas will be there and gone before they're going to figure that out, but, you know. Why don't we try and find Brian Clark, Superintendent Chris, and see if he could join us and maybe explain this. Let's try and track him down. Steve in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Steve.
Am I on?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You are, sir.
Hey, just about the nativity scene, you know, this is the land of the free, and what people don't realize is when they take stuff down like that, they're taking away their own freedom too. You know, they, you know, when you take someone else's religion down, it's the land of everyone's religion. So when you take someone else's religion down, you know, you're effectively taking your own rights away. That's all I got. Thank you, guys.
Steve, appreciate the call. Austin and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hello. Yeah, my name is Austin. I'm a representative of Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa. And I just had a question about the Code Talkers, of why it took so long, 70-some years, for them to get recognized. And that's just basically my question, you know.
That's a great question.
It's a good question, Austin. Answer your own question, though. Why do you think it took so long?
I think it just took so long for it to, you know, come to part because, you know, there's been so many of them that, you know, that they were just long forgotten about, you know. I just think they were just forgotten, you know, even though they helped win the war. And that's just basically what's on my mind, you know.
How can we forget heroes? How in the world, Austin, can we forget heroes? I don't understand. And the story's not unique. I mean, first of all, the Code Talkers, 45 soldiers from World War One and World War Two. So, you know. Check the history dates. This goes back a while. It took us a long time. I mean,
what's frightening to me is I consider myself a World War II aficionado, and until recently, probably about 10, 12 years ago, through all my studies, that is a chapter that I knew nothing about. It just wasn't out there. The information wasn't out there. Some of it was because it was still coded and still secret. I don't know why this long after World War II, but the information just wasn't there.
Austin, anything else you want to say?
Oh, no, that'd be about it. I just want to, you know, wish you guys a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and thanks for my call.
Thank you, Austin. Merry Christmas.
Appreciate the call, and Merry Christmas to you as well. And you know what? Ask World War II vets. Speaking of World War II, look how long it took for them to have a memorial in Washington, D.C. And they not only saved the world, they came back and built the country. It's a head-scratcher, Austin. I don't get it. Maybe others know as well. More of your calls as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social, cookie decorating, bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment of the 502 restaurant, and a big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.